Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Don Wallace is one of the 24,000 voters who cast a ballot in the election for House District 94. That's the election that ended in a tie.
When I learned that our representation was going to be chosen by picking a name out of a bowl, I was flabbergasted, and I felt that my vote really didn't count.
Tied elections have been determined by lot since 1785 in Virginia, but the one that happened in the last election cycle should be the last ever, says Delegate Marcia Price. She's a Democrat from Newport News, and she has a bill that would require a runoff.
This special election would allow for the decision to lie not with luck and not with elected leaders, but with the people. And I just want to be absolutely clear. This is not about the past election or the outcome of the past election. This is about much more.
As for the cost of conducting a special election, Price says it's cheaper than the moral cost of disenfranchisement. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.